You're old G to the E. I'm in the parking dub cross flexing, man, because the bitch is coming to feed the cat. So I've been out for 2 hours just talking to some guy about UFC and the big fight this weekend between Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. Yeah, I got cut off before because someone was knocking on the door. It had to be a delivery. I thought it was going to be police knocking at my door. So I checked and it was a delivery guy, but I couldn't open the door because I only got a key for one door. So I decided to just lay low, even though it was a delivery man. That's where I got cut off before, and my semi story has gone. But yeah, the great Yoza Martin, the first ever guy to make a samurai sword, as I sit here in a beautiful dub cross park, very peaceful. It's a very spacious park. Now you've got two women at the other end of the park with a dog, and then you've got a family at the other end of the park about 1,000 yards away on the swing. I'm sat right here at the bench at the rear left corner of the fucking park, and it's very peaceful out here. Shit, fucking account went off again today. I had to fucking get it back on. I think it's because, now this is a good advertisement, Alfred Security. If you cannot afford security in your house, camera, fucking anything like that, or an alarm system, this is better, and this is for free. Even if you had loads of phones, think about it, if you had loads of phones, you can connect each device to each device. You can plug your phone in via Bluetooth, put one phone on your house on camera, and then visible on the other phone, so you see what's going on in your house. And there's a motion detector. As soon as one step goes off, boom, your phone goes cha-ching, motion detector. You can watch every movement in your house. I got a camera in my house that goes from my kitchen towards all my dining room, so I can see what's going on at all fucking times. But I think the electricity's gone off, that's why they cut my fucking account off. That's why I can't get a camera in my house at the moment. I'm saying, think if I had loads of phones, say like 4 phones, you could put them all over the house. That'd be better than having a fucking homemade fucking security fucking system like fucking Mafia Dons used to have in these days technology. Think about it. You can have special camera. If you've got a good enough camera on your phone, you can see what's happening. You've got nightlight, and you can detect any fucking noise that comes past. So if there's any noise in the house, because I tried it, watched myself on my other phone doing it from Alfred Security, and it detects every fucking movement, even outside my house when someone's posting a letter through the door. Pretty good. Yeah, I was talking to this guy before, a bit younger than me, I think about 18 or something. He's into his, I've got a UFC top on, you see, so he's a UFC pal. I'm like, yeah. He said, you're looking forward to the match this weekend? And I said, well, I am and I ain't. And he agreed with me. He said, he wants Conor McGregor to win, and a lot of people I've talked to say that they want Conor McGregor to win. But I said to him, why does Conor McGregor have to fucking go to boxing to do it? Because he's not going to prove anything. Even if Conor loses, he is not going to be belittled, because it's Floyd Mayweather's world and a set of rules in boxing. Right? All that Conor McGregor has to say to Mayweather, if he does win, say, let's get in the fucking octagon to have a rematch. Maybe that's Conor's plan. Maybe he wants to lose to Mayweather and then get him into the octagon. Finally get that bitch into the octagon. Because I'm telling you right now, fucking Floyd bitch Mayweather wouldn't last fucking 10 seconds in the octagon with McGregor. He's not a fucking fighter, he's a boxer. There's a difference between being a fighter and a boxer. A boxer is a one-dimensional sport, even though fucking Mike Tyson is probably one of the toughest bastards ever. and Mike Tyson would crush through MMA. Floyd Mayweather would not. He's a bitch. He's afraid of getting hit all the time. He's a fucking pretty boy. He'll get his ass fucking handed to him, especially by Conor McGregor. Now, I'm not saying Mayweather is going to win this fight, but I'm just saying I would have preferred it if it was an octagon. Because why can't Mayweather go into the octagon? He's talking all that shit. But at the end of the day, if you're going to see who's a better fighter, you don't go into a boxing ring with boxing gloves. You go into a fight using every tool of your body imaginable and every technique imaginable. That's what wins the fight. So that who proves the tougher man. And at the end of the day, boxing has gone to shit. Just let's be clear, boxing has gone to shit. Showtime, fuck Showtime. Boxing has gone to shit since Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis in 2002. UFC is the thing, and I'm glad it is, because it's creative and it's good for the mind, body and system, and to get your rage out. Even though boxing was in the past, but UFC is much more exciting and not one dimensional. It's everything. Yeah, they've cracked down on the rules a little bit from back in the days, but still, it is a great sport, and it's my favourite sport is the UFC, and I would love to be in the UFC if I was tough enough. I'm probably too late now for me to train for it, but they're saying to him is I wish it was in the octagon, and he agreed. But everyone that I've talked to wants Conor McGregor to whoop that motherfucker's ass. Probably because we're in Britain, but I don't give a fuck. Floyd Mayweather is just a... It's not that he talks, he's a bitch. He won most of his fights by dodging people and counter-punching them. But this is the catch, you see. This is why I don't know if Mayweather might win. Everyone says Mayweather's going to win. But you've got to think about it like this. Conor McGregor ain't going to go 12 rounds. And Mayweather always goes 12 rounds. Usually. He barely wins by knockout. Most of his fights, he has not won by knockout, Mayweather. And he's a little guy, you know. And Conor is one hard motherfucker to knock out, I'm telling you. He got submitted by Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz is one tough bastard. So what you got here is pretty simple. It's 50-50. I don't know who's going to win now. Because I've looked at it in that way. Is if the fight's 12 rounds, Conor ain't going to rest 12 rounds. Not with Conor. So Mayweather's going to have to knock Conor out. And that's going to be a bit hard to do. So Conor could just pull off some amazing shit like he did against Aldo and knock him out. And that's what I hope happens. And I hope it happens in the first round. And if it doesn't happen, somehow Mayweather knocks him out or whatever, which is very unlikely. You know, I don't know. I think Conor might actually win. But if Mayweather does, then Conor has got nothing to fucking lose, you say. He'll probably blackmail Mayweather, say, oh, you've done all this shit in boxing, yeah, you've done Rocky Marciano's record, what fucking ever, but get into the octagon now, it's your turn to go into my world, into the real fighting world, and see what happens then. And, we'll see, won't we? I don't think Mayweather would, fucking run away, and if he didn't do it, he'd be seen as a bitch in this day and age, because UFC is the thing, and that's all I've got to say about that. One thing I've mentioned is that that NXT match was one of the best matches of the year as well, between Bobby Roode and Drew McIntyre. Now Drew McIntyre was a Scotsman, and didn't do very well at first, but then he went into the independent circuit, Japan, WCPW, other, I think he went into TNA, Ring of Honor, come back, he's a fucking tough bastard. Bobby Roode, I've always liked Bobby Roode. I remember his days in the TNA when he was the It Factor, and now he's glorious. I just like his character, his arrogant character, he's funny, he can wrestle his ass off. Hopefully he'll be going to the main roster. But that match was fucking perfect match. Great wrestling, great storytelling, an absolute classic match. And NXT, you don't expect the big NXT events. Every main event I've seen has been 5-star, and I've heard that main event has got. Heard that event has got match after match was like a 5-star match. I only watched the only had time to watch the main event, so I might go back and watch a few more of the matches. As I said, it's very hard to get Wi-Fi when I'm back, so I have to wait until I get home. Well, the camera's not on anyway. The camera's gone off, so I think the electricity has gone off. Because I put location on my phone to locate the phone. It comes up as Virgin Media. So it's in. I think it's in my house. So I'm pretty safe it's in my house. And no one's come in my house and fucking took it. Because I'll know exactly if anyone breaks into my motherfucking house. I'll know exactly who it is. Believe me. Because I know what smackheads live around my area. And they'll get their houses torched to the floor. And then I'll save up for that samurai sword. And I will dismember them motherfuckers. Anyway, it's O.G to the E, SFS Podcast 23, alias Jimmy B. I am out of this motherfucker. Alright, fuck off.